And here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst is here to talk about lamb. It is a meat that's going to be appearing on tables a lot in the next few weeks. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Now, I love lamb, although I didn't always. When I was younger, I didn't love it. But for some reason, my taste buds changed a little bit at some point, and now I think it's great. But not everybody loves lamb.
No, they don't. A lot of older people who grew up eating mutton, which are very old sheep, really dislike it. They smell it, and they have bad childhood memories. I was recently on a farm in Windham, Maine, the North Star Sheep Farm, and I talked to Lisa Webster, who runs the farm with her husband, and she jokingly said, oh, those people that don't like lamb are all mostly gone. Mm. But it is an older generation because you don't see that anymore. Lamb is an incredibly juicy, delicious meat. Way easier to cook than most people think. And I don't know, somehow a lot of cooks and eaters have this idea in their head that cooking lamb is really difficult. It couldn't be further from the truth.
Well, and it smells incredible, what you've got in front of us that our listeners can see at hereandnow.org. But tell us what you've brought here when we're talking lamb.
Let's start with those meatballs, because for people who maybe just want to start out trying something very simple, these are lamb meatballs. It is literally just ground lamb, garlic, thyme, fresh mint, feta cheese. You brown it, and then I serve it on top of a yogurt dill sauce.
Basically a tzatziki sauce.
But it has no cucumber at all. It's just a little bit of lemon and yogurt and herbs. And yogurt and garlic and thyme and rosemary really go very nicely with lamb. These are flavors that you'll see repeated over and over. But these meatballs take 5 minutes to put together, 5 minutes to cook, and the yogurt sauce is just a few ingredients. So a really good kind of lamb 101 dish if you're just getting started cooking lamb.
And an appetizer, kind of?
Could be.
Not a main course.
Well, given that you're about to have lamb three ways, it is your appetizer.
Well, and let's talk about that.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about this chop you've got right here.
This is from a rack of lamb. This is very interesting. The crust is pistachio, panko breadcrumbs, garlic, and fresh herbs. A rack of lamb is probably the most elegant presentation, other than a leg of lamb is pretty spectacular also. But the rack looks so special. It's perfect for a holiday. And again, so easy. People are like, oh, whoa, a rack of lamb. Like they think it's got...
It's not as hard as you would think.
It's a bunch of lamb chops.
Well, and you just have to basically cook it for the exact amount of time that you
Correct.
Need to, right?
When you're cooking lamb, the best thing to do is to have a meat thermometer. And you always need to remember when you're roasting lamb that it will continue to cook when it comes out of the oven. The other thing that's worth mentioning is that lamb is an incredibly rich and flavorful piece of meat. Generally, when you are served it in a restaurant, you get far less ounce-wise than you would with beef. Because it's so fully flavored, you don't need to eat as much, so it tends to be better for you. It's got omega-3s, it's got fatty acids. It's actually quite good for you. And the majority of lamb in the United States is grown on small sheep farms. Hmm. There are more than 80,000 family farmers and ranchers in the U.S. that care for over 6 million sheep. And this meat that you're eating is from Maine. It's from my butcher at Maine Meat. But the big five sheep-producing states in the U.S. are Texas, California, Colorado, Wyoming, and South Dakota.
And this is a shoulder cut,
see
that often.
No, you don't. And this is the secret of all secrets. If you get anything out of this segment, I urge you to try a shoulder of lamb. It is a less expensive cut, and it is the most forgiving cut maybe of meat that I've ever cooked with, meaning I braised it very slowly with some wine, fresh rosemary, lemon zest, garlic, of course, and olive oil for about 3 hours.
Wow.
And Jeremy, try it. You don't need a knife. You literally could eat it with a spoon. It's that tender, right?
Mm. It's like a coq au vin of lamb.
That's a
Which
real
you
compliment.
Know I love.
But for me, it's like the brisket of lamb. It's like fork tender, falls off the bone.
That's delicious.
You can buy it boneless or with a bone. And honestly, I'm going to tell you this. You cannot screw that one up.
How often do you have lamb?
Once a month.
Once a month.
Yeah. In the summer, I love to get a leg of lamb and have it butterflied, which is when they take the bone out and the two flaps open and it looks like a butterfly. And I marinate it in fresh mint and red wine and throw it on the grill.
I'm just thinking of the scene from My Big Fat Greek Wedding when they find out that the boyfriend doesn't eat meat.
Right.
And the aunt says, "What do you mean he doesn't eat meat? Okay, fine, we'll have lamb."
Exactly.
There we are.
The alternative meat. I'm a huge fan of it. I think these three recipes really show off how really versatile it is, and none of them are complex.
Kathy Gunst, Here and Now's resident chef, and we will link you to these recipes from Kathy. You can see this delicious lamb at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.